Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Aleph. A good moed to all those who listen to this after Shabbos. Good moed to you after another couple of days. But Baruch Hashem, we start the third parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah, parak called Atzlamim. We're on Mem Aleph Beis. The Meiri points out in the Hakdamah to the Masechta that the Masechta is split up into four topics. Four topics, the entire Masechta. The first page of the Meiri, Maseches Avodah Zarah. Baltzada Zeh, Yichok L'Inyanim Masechta L'Arba Chalakim. Four parts. We've done two so far. Harishon, be'isser masa umatan shalanu imahem, b'shum mekach umemkar. The first part is doing business with them around the proximity of their holidays. That was Perek Aleph. Mehem bizman yadua, umehem lo'olam. Sometimes there's usher at specific times, sometimes there's always usher. Uksaz dvarim sh'asr lanu l'hisasik b'hem imahem. That's part one. That is Perek Aleph and a little bit of Perek Beis. Then you have Hasheni, Bidvarim Shelahem Haasurim Lanu Hainisar Gamor Afahana Afah Ibachil Lavad, Vashem Asurim Lanu Ashiyasu Bohem Ezatikun, Fatikana Roy Lasas Bohem. Basically, Perek Beis issues, things that are usur for us to benefit from them or to eat from them. That's the Mishnah on Daf Chavtas and Daf Lamed Hay, right? The things that are usur Bahana, the things that are only usur Bachila, Bishalakum, Pasakum, Yai, Chalavakum, all of those halachas. Shemen. That's all the part two discussion that was in the previous parak. Number three, Hashlishi, Be'inyan Hatzlamim, Vahatsuros, Vahapartsufim. The idols, the pictures, Ha'asuyim, La'avodas, Ha'elilim, that are made for Avodah Zarah, Vagufe, Ha'avodos, Hazaros, and items that are used for Avodah Zarah, Al-Ezit, Sa'an, Nasru. When are they usher? That's this parak, right here, and a little bit of the next parak. Statues, dolls, faces of pictures of the constellations. That's all this parak. V'haravi'i, the end of the Masechta, be'inyin iser yayin nesach befrat. We get more into the details of yayin nesach, which we already had already. We had some yayin nesach on daf chavtes, lamed or so, but more of that will come up at the end, and that's where we get to other kashrus halachas as well. Well, the sugis of tefilas kelim is at the end of the Masechta, and other issues of Yirecha. Fine. That's what the Miri says, those four. So today we start part three. Part three of Maseches Avodah Zarah. As we're in the head into the home stretch, if you look at it in the big picture, of Seder Nezikin. A couple more weeks to Avodah Zarah, a week and a half of Harios, and then Maseches Zvachim staring at us in the face. Here we go. Says the Gemara Mem Amabes. Says the Mishnah. In a good way. It's good to be staring at us. Kol Hatzlamim Asurin. Mipnei Shehei Nevadin Pamachas Bashana. All forms, all tzlamim, all little idols are asur if I find them. If I see them being worshipped, that's obvious. It's asur b'hana. The pasuk says, you cannot get any benefit from Avodah Zarah. If something's Avodah Zarah, so I'm not allowed to get benefit from, unless I know the guy was mevatelit. As we'll learn the concept of bittul Avodah Zarah. A non-Jew can be mevatel his Avodah Zarah, and then it's not called Avodah Zarah anymore. A Jew could never be mevatel or Avodah Zarah. That's usur forever. But, says the Mishnah, if I have it selling, I don't know, it's usur. Why? Because then I have to assume that it was worshipped at least one day a year. Rashi says, Bahana, even Hana. V'chachamim omrim, eino usur, ela, kol sheyesh biyado makel, o tzipar, o kadur. Now, Chacham say, no, it's only usur. A tzalam is only usur if it has a staff or a bird or a kadur, which we translate as a ball, but the other translation is called a sphere, meaning something like you see one of these Greek gods, picture them holding like a ball of the world, maybe a globe. But that's what the Chachamim say. It's only usur if it has something in its hand. Reb Shiv, because that symbolizes power, as we'll see, if it's holding something. Reb Shiv, again, Leah Lomer, of course, she should be able to call Dover. No, if it's holding anything, it doesn't have to be these specific items. If it's holding anything, it is usur. The Tur, when he quotes this, at least in the view of the Beis Yosef, the Tur, when he quotes it, seems to limit this to statues of people. Slamim of people. Maybe there's a diak that we're going to have in the Gemara in a minute, but that's how the Beis Yosef understands the tour. Mitivir Rabbeinus is Kufim Aleph. So again, we're still in Yoredei Chelik Beis. Remember, all these dafim in Avodah Zarah are Yoredei Chelik Beis. And Simin Kufim Aleph in Yoredei, the Beis Yosef writes, Mitivir Rabbeinus Shakasal Kaman Besamach, the fact from a lashon that the tour says in two lines, Mashba de Mastisa de Kala Slamim Besuras Adam Dafkehi. Statues of people. That's what's usher if you find and you don't know if it was worship. You have to assume if there was a statue, it is going to be usher. What about a bust? What about just the head? Right, I'm going to have to talk about. Are you allowed to make those? Right, even just making a bust, forget Bismanazet. So nowadays, nobody worships these idols. What if you know there's a bust? What about a doll? Right, all those items are going to be talked about. Avalo b'shar tzuros, but not other forms, says the Beis Yosef. It sounds that way from the tour, the way the tour understands the Mishnah. The Enio Dami Nayanlo. I don't know where he gets it from. In Moshe Nomar, unless you say that the line we're going to have in the line in the Gemara, we're going to have in two lines, refers to that, which we'll see what line he's talking about. But the Beis Yosef does not think that is correct. V'gamnira debi lishta dandarti mashma d'sura shlema. Anyway, there are some that understand the tour that it's only talking about people, but the Beis Yosef is not sure about it. He does not quote it in Shulchan Aruch. And the Shach, for sure, says that it's lav dafka, that it's only regard to people. Okay, so let's continue. So that's the Mishnah. What's Usser? All Tzlamim, or only ones that are holding certain items that reflect power, or if it's holding anything? Fine, says the Gemara, one second. Idine Abadim Pamachas Bashana, my time in the Rabbanan. The Gemara seems to assume that when the Chachamim say it's only Usser if it's holding something, so they're not arguing on the Metzius. They are worshipped once a year, but Afal Pikin, they're only Usser if they're holding something. So that's the Gemara, why? And the Ritva, quoting the Rabban, says it's a Bimanafshah question. If they're Nevad once a year, what's the reason for the Rabbanan? If they're not Nevad, then what's the reason for Rimeir? Meaning, what's the Pshat of the Gemara? What's the case of Machlokas? So Amr Reb Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amr Reb Yochanan, B'mekomol Shir Bimeir, Hayo'ovdin Osap HaMachas Bashana. In Rimeir's place, they used to worship it once a year. Well, they still had Avodah Zarah at the time of Rimeir? B'mekomol Shir Bimeir. Right, that was before they, right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that they destroyed the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. Maybe that this was a type of Avodah Zarah that they still worship then. Meaning, bowing down to pieces of wood, you know, rocks. So maybe that Avodah Zarah they did. But maybe there was still some type of Avodah Zarah in the time of Rabbi Meir. So the time of Rabbi Meir, they used to worship it. In the place of Rabbi Meir, they served it. Pamachas Bashana. Right, so they might be Avodah Zarah for previous years, from earlier, before. They destroyed the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, but there might have still been idols that were around from beforehand. Maybe, I don't exactly remember what year, during which time period. Gotta look up the Gemara again. Sanhedrin and Yuma, about when they destroyed when they killed the Yetzer Hara. It was Ashkenaz Sagadola. Right, Ashkenaz Sagadola.
If it was still around, and the Yetzer Hara was Mehuta, is it still
awesome? Right, if it was still around, is that an automatic bittul? Right, if there was no Yetzer Hara anymore, nobody used it for Avodah Zarah anymore.
Do you, today, if you find archaeological
right, places, right nowadays, if you find, you go to a museum, you find the items. Right, okay. I guess we'll talk about a cross a little bit later. But yes, we'll have. Maybe they're talking about something that's worshipped, obviously, in the time of Rabbi Meir. Anyway, so in the Rabbi Meir's place, they worshipped something. For Rabbi Meir, the Chayesh Lamiyut, and Rabbi Meir, who's Choshesh Lamiyut all over Shas, he's always worried that maybe the Miyut is part, what you have is part of the minority. Gozer Shah Makomos Atu Oso Makom. So he's Gozer all Makomos Atu his Makom. Maybe this is from a place similar to my place that they worship Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's Aser. For Rabbanan, the Chayesh Lamiyut, and Gozer Shah Makomos Atu Oso Makom. The Rabbanim who are not Choshes Lamiyut are not Gozer. The Rishonim discuss what kind of Chayshin Lamiyut is this. Usually Rabbi Meir's Chayshin Lamiyut is what's known as when is he Choshes Lamiyut? We know there are two types of roves. We've spoken about in the past. There's a rove called Ruba Te'isa Kaman and a Ruba De'lesa Kaman. Ruba Te'isa Kaman is I find a piece of meat and there are 9 kosher butcher shops and 1 non-kosher butcher shop. A rove that is Isa Kaman, it's in front of me. That is a rove that's right here. I could see. Majority, minority. Ruba De'lesa Kaman is a statistical rove. Most women give birth in the 9th month. Most cows are not treifus. That's a statistical rove. Ruba De'lesa Kaman. Rabbi Meir usually has his shita by a Ruba De'lesa Kaman. Who says that he says his shita by Ruba De'lesa Kaman, right? What's the case in Yevamos of Rabbi Meir? That if a young boy or young girl doing Gibim or Chalitza, do you have to be worried that she's an islandess or he's a saris, right? And therefore, they don't have a chiv of Yibim Chalitza Bechlau. That's a Ruba De'lesa Kaman. Here, we're talking about Pasha's Ruba De'isa Kaman. We're talking about his city. Do we assume it's from his city? But again, the Rishonim discuss exactly the application of this principle here. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. But now the Gemara quotes two limitations to this din. When Well, which din? Let's go with Rashi's pshat first, and then Tosas. Machlokas, what this line is going on? Rashi says the line is going on Rabbi Meir. Ba'andarti shal malachim shaninu. When does Rabbi Meir say that it is asur only by statues of kings? Statue of kings. Rashi explains when the king died, they used to make a statue of him. They put it at the door of the gateway of the city for covet. Right? So and they people used to worship it. So that's what we're talking about. Adarti shal malachim shaninu. This is what the Bois Yosef thinks that the Torah gets it from, that it has to be look like a person. And Amar Abba Rechana, Amar Biochran, Uva Omdin al Pesach Medina Shaninu, and only ones that are at the door, the gate of the Medina. Right, only those Rabbi Meir Asers, because those are the ones that are probably worshipped. Tosfos says opposite. When you have these two, that's when the Rabbanan Matir. When do you say the bottom Tosfos? When do you say the Rabbanan Matir? Only by Nandarti Shal Malachim. Why? They make a statue of the king. They're not worshipping that. They just have it as covet for him. But they're not worshipping that. But by other things, you have to be worried. And it's only by the door of the city, that's when it's there for noi, for just something beauty. But other times, you have to worship it. So Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, how to understand this line. Viter, Amar Rabba Machlokas B'shal Kfarim, and the whole Machlokas is only by villages. Aval B'shal Krachem, but when you have bigger cities, Divrei HaKol Mutarin. When you find these statues in the bigger cities, it's Mutar, Maitaima L'noi Avdi L'hu. Because in the big cities, they make things for beauty. And therefore, you can assume they just made it L'noi and not for Avodah Zarah. Utek Farim, Mi'ika L'man D'Amar L'noi Ka'Avdi L'hu. Is that really true? By villages, then it is a Machlokas? There are some that say if you go to a village somewhere out there and you find idols, they're not asur. Dikfarim vadai lemiflachinu avdiluhu. What do you mean these villages out in the mountains? There's more of Avodah Zarah out there than there are in the big cities. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Ela iyitmar hachi iyitmar. Amar Rabba machlokes b'shel krachim. The machlokes is only by the big cities. Avol b'shel kfarim devri akal asurim. But by kfarim, then they are asur. They are usher, because everybody agrees, when you have these little cities, there's more Avodah Zarah there. Okay, so this is the sugya, the Mishnah and the Gemara. If one finds an idol, if one finds something and you're not sure whether it was worshipped or not, what is the halacha? The Ramah discusses in Yeridaya, it's a censored Ramah. A censored Ramah. The Ramah writes in Kufen Aleph, quoting the Mordechai right here, on our Mishnah. The Ramah says, what about crosses that they wear on their necklaces? Do we assume that that's ne'evad, right? Let's say, right, that enough comedians. Well, let's say if you see somebody, you let him bow down. How are you? Right, and bow down to the cross. Or getting any benefit. What's the case? I'll discuss in a second. The Avnei Nezer, that's already being, that's like nira k'mishtachaveh. That's even worse. That's not just benefit. The Avnei Nezer has a case where a Jew lent a guy money, and the guy didn't have anything to give us a mashkon. Says, here, take my cross. That was the mashkon, the collateral that the guy was offering the Jew. So he allowed to take it. So the Ramah says in Yeridaya, Suros Shemishtachavim lo, forms that they bow down to. Right, so it doesn't say what the forms are. So I saw somewhere else, and this was an edited Ramah. It said, Kamo Shesi Va'arev. And it said like a cross. Dino Kedin Selem Va'asr Belo Bittel. Aval Osan Shetolin Bitsavar Lezikaron Lo Mikrit Selem Umutter. That's the Ramah. The Ramah says, but those that hang on the neck, they're mutter, because they only make them as a zikaron. The Shach has a huge limitation on this Ramah. Which ones are mutter? Bihainu, biyadua, shalosh tachavalo. Wow. The Shach doesn't sound that way from the Ramah, but the Shach says, no, we're only talking about ones that you know for sure that they didn't bow down to. But ones that they worship, you know, that it could be, people bow down, and so as you see these baseball players, right, before they go up to bat, they take their cross, they do all this whole ceremony with the cross, they put it up to the Shemayim, they kiss it, they this, they that, mamish Avodah Zarah, right? So they say that's the so you see Nevad right there. Anyway, that's the Shach. The Shach has a big limitation. Only if you know it was not a Shtachava, but if you don't know, it's Usser. That's what the Ramah says. The Avnei Nezer is more Mekel. The Avnei Nezer in the Tshuva I just mentioned, Yeridaya Kuf Chav Beis 122, Sacha Shavar Tuf Reish Mem Vav 1886. That's when the Tshuva is from. Wednesday of Parshas Vayeshev in 1886. Kislev. B'davar asher mashkan goyli Yisrael shesi va'arev shal tzavaro v'yigiyaz ma'avalo padi. He took the mashkon, and now the guy didn't pay back. So could the Jew sell it? Real hana. Could the Jew sell it? Hinei ledina kfar heishavti b'ksar lodaiti eim l'shesi va'arev din avodah zarah klal. It's not called avodah zarah. They don't worship those. Why? What's the svara? When they go into the shower, when they go into the bathroom, they don't take it off. The east of here call it slumim. When we're have later on, arum raya shein machshava lavodazara. They wouldn't take their avodazaras into the bathroom, unless it's the time of avodazara that you go to the bathroom like bapor. But I guess other avodazaras, they don't get naked in front of the avodazara. The ode yesh lahadmusa lenimsa al kelim mivuzim lo chashinah shenasa lavodazara ubevaday lenoi nase, just for noi, to identify with a certain religion. It's annoying to make me look cool, right? But it's not dafka that I worship it. And then he says, "V'afilu das hashach," that we just quoted. Even according to the shach, I can find the kula mikol makom lachar shemishkan avolopada nisbatla. If he gave it to you and he's willing to part with it, it must be even if he did it, it's considered bittel now because he's giving it up. So it must be the guy's being mavatla. Therefore, the Avnezer says, you don't have to worry about those, even according to the Shach. But again, according to that Svara, though, if they still have it, it would be Neser Bahana. Again, it's different than bowing down to it. That's a different Shulchan Aruch that we spoke about a few weeks ago. That's a few halachas later in Kufnun. Simi Kufnun's Oz Sif Gimel. The Ramah quotes the Shuma Sedeshin. Sarim O Kohanim. Sheish Lohem Tsuros Ovdek Ochavim Bibigdehem. Right, they have a prince or a kohen, a galach, that they have a tzura on their clothes. Oshe nosim tzuras chama lifnehem. Keder chengmon, if they have a picture of the sun somewhere on them. Aser lehishtachvos lahem. O lahasir hakova lifnehem. Right, this was first parak halachas. Right, well, now we're talking about getting hana. At the end of the first parak, we learned about, right, let's say you drop money in front of a avodah zarah. Now I gotta go pick it up in the normal way. I gotta like kick it away and then pick it up later on. Somewhere else. So that's this halacha, because it's Marasayin. It looks like you're worshiping then. Rak v'derek she'eno nira, k'moshet es pazru ma'osav, oshe yakum lefneham kodem boam, v'chein yasser akova, v'ishak kodem boam. We're taking off your hat. V'yesh mekil, that's the Shubha Tadeshin, you can't do that. V'yesh mekil in bedavar, hol v'yadua shekama ovdik ochavim, ene masir makova, umashachim l'tzura sachama, rak lahasar. V'tov lahachmir, k'svar rishona. Even though people say that that's just a greeting, it's not really bowing down, right? Like the case of Haman. That's what's spoken about in the Rishonim. Case of Haman, he had the Avodah Zarah on his neck. When you banged out the Haman, the Avodah Zarah was a real Avodah Zarah. But that's this Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch writes, the Ramah doesn't quote this part. If you remember, the Shulchan Aruch writes that there was a priest in his day that he wanted to say hello to the Jews, but he knew that they wouldn't bow down to him. So he covered up his cross whenever he used to go meet the Jews. He put it inside his shirt so nobody would see it. And that way people said hello to him in the regular way. And he wanted the coven. But he knew he didn't wouldn't get it if he had that hanging out. So he put it away, so it was only him. So the Jews gave him the covenant. Okay, let's continue. Weiter. Two dots. Makal. So Chacham Amrinu Asurim. So remember, the Chachamim said, V'chulu. The Chachamim said that there is only Asur if the idol, if the Tzelem is holding something of reflects power, a staff, a bird, or a kadur, or a globe, let's call it. So the Gemara says, Makal, what do those symbolize? Makal, if he's holding a stick, Shirode es atzmo tachas kolom kulam makal. It is if he's saying like the whole world is under my stick. Hold on my stick. So the Gemara says it in the euphemism, right? It's as if Rode es atzmo, because we're making fun of the Avodah Zarah. So we're making fun as if Shirode es atzmo, he's putting himself under the whole world. But really, what the Gemara means is that he's saying, I have the whole world under my staff. Sipar, shetofeses atzmotachas kololam kulo kitzipar. A bird that he grabs himself under the whole world like a bird. It means like he flies over the whole world like a bird. Kadur, shetofeses atzmotachas kololam kulo kikadur. Right? The whole thing like a kadur. Tana, we'll get back to that in a minute. Let's first read a couple more lines. Tana, hosifu aleihen, the Braisa added on three more. Saif atar v'tabas. A sword, a crown, or a ring. Any of these are also. Sayif, by a sword. Why? So why the Mishnah leave it out? Meikara Savor, in the Mishnah, the Tana of the Mishnah held, listim ba'alma. Oh, this is probably just a bandit, a robber. That's why he has the sword. Uba Basav Savor, and once the Tosefta came along, they held, Shehoregez, Asmodach, Skolam Kulo. No. It's like he kills, he's ready to kill the whole world. That's how powerful he is. Atara, Meikara Savor, Gidil Kalile ba'alma. They originally thought he was a fancy crown maker. Right, it was a fancy crown maker. Rashi says, Uman Shame Samli Atara. I have a fancy crown, but I'm not a god. Ubasov Sover Katar Lamelech. It's like a king. Tabas Ikar Sover Ishtaima Baalma. Originally they thought Ishtaima, he's a Shliach. Right? He has the signet of the king, like Yosef, like Haman. He had the signet of the king. Ulbasov Sover Shachotema Tatsmotakas Kolam Kulamisa. And at the end they said, no, he has the signet that everybody's life and death situation is in his hands. So all of these symbolize certain types of power. Look at the Tosfos Kikadur. Tosfos fifth wide line. Why Kikadur? Why does he hold the Kikadur? Shaha'olam Agul. Wow. Because the world is round, says Tosfos. Kidisa Yerushalmi. Like the Yerushalmi says, Shalexandrus Mukdon, Allah Lamala Achira, Kala Olam Kikadur, the Eshayam Kikara. Pirish Yamakuyani, it's the Atlantic Ocean, Shemakifet Kala Olam. Not 100% clear what Tosfos felt. Gotta work out historically about the earth, the discovery of the earth being round, but that is Tosfos, Shaholam Agul. There is interesting Maritz Chayis. This is a Maritz Chayis type of topic. The Gemara says in Maseches Nida Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara there is talking about Tumen Tara. Rachman al Sada, a woman has a miscarriage, and the fetus is very early, and it comes out, and it doesn't look like a person. So is it metame her later? Do we have to assume that there was a baby in there? Right, they didn't have pregnancy tests in those days. The woman didn't know. There was something that came out after about a month. She doesn't know if it was a late period or it was a leida. So it depends on the shape of the item. So the Gemara talks about there. Rabbi Meir says, even if it looks like an animal, the shape, still it's us to mea leida. Why? Ho'ol v'nemr bo yitzira ka'adam. Because the verb of yitzira, of creation, is used by animals also in Bereishis. So Amalei Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami says, El me'ata, ha'mapels d'mus har imo t'mea leida. If somebody has a mountain, somebody's mapil, miscarries, or something that looks like a mountain. Also, the mashu b'tvei leida, why? Because the pasuk says in Amos, ki hine yotzer harim, uvori ruach. The verb yitzir is also used by mountains. Right? So, amalei. So the answer is, har, mikam apelas, evan yitzir kamapelas. How do you know it looks like a mountain? It's not attached to the ground. Obviously, it looks like a rock. You can't have a mountain without something that as background. So that's why he says to him, you don't have to worry about that. But if the Yerushalmi here, answering that statement of Rebbe Ami, the Yerushalmi here, the Maritz Chayis quotes it. Maritz Chayis quotes Yerushalmi, says, no, Shan Yahacha Deloksiv Be Yitzira Mitchilas Bir Yaso. It says Yitzira, but that's not from the beginning of creation. What does that mean? It says Yotzer Orvori Ruach. So, Vahadavar Tzorach Biur, Demikom Makom Namar Ba Mimikra, Lashin Yitzira. It's the Maritz Chayis. Venira Li, Lafarish, Diadua, Visipure Koros Hateva. Maritz Chayis talking. 100+ years ago, right? It's known in the nature biology, not biology. I don't know geology books. Dibitchilas habria haisa haaretz kaduris legamre. The originally by creation, the world was a perfect sphere, round, perfectly smooth. It was like a ball, a perfect ball. Velo haya lo har velo bika. Vitmuna zu hi tivis. It was a perfectly smooth, round ball. Said the Maritz Chayis. Kamo kol tzva hashamayim. Vikfar Amr b'Yerushalmi, Paragimel d'Nedarim, Enim Rubik, quotes Yerushalmi, and then he says, Ulam b'Rabot ha'yamim, al yedei haruchot ha'mista'arot b'li hefzik, because of all the winds, v'al yedei ha'mabol mayim, asher nishave b'aretz, because of all the floods and the winds, nishtabavu mizeh harimu gva'ot, ka'asher anu ro'im ha'yom b'tachtes ha'aretz, ilanot v'atzamot chayim shonot. Now we see, based on the winds, and based on the marbles, all of that, that's why the world looks like as it does today. Many certain climates don't have everything. Because what does the Yerushalmi say? It wasn't notes are like that, but tchilas bir yaso. Or in harim. Except for animals, well, that's a yitzira. But by the harim, they weren't there. And that's what Remeir means. Haynu dahar lo haye b'tchilas abriya klal. Rak nishavu achakak v'meshek hazman. V'idonofa lov loshin yitzira. Ubriya rak adei ishtashlo zchuki yateva. Ashokaka gashem b'maisei breishes v'hema v'suvav v'mei rachab. That's the Maritz Chayis in Nida Daf Chav Gimel. Feel free to do more research on that scientific fact, as he says it. Vayter. Reb Shiva Gamliel Omer. Shigamliel said, if the idol is holding anything, it doesn't have to be holding something of a power. Tana said the Bryce, if you look, even if he's holding a pebble or a splinter, a piece of wood, anything. Boy, Ravashi, Tavas Biodo Tsoa, Mahu. What if the idol is holding a piece of dung? Mahu. So mi amrinan. Kuli alma zilu bapeki soa. So is that also? Yeah, the whole world is like a piece of soa in front of me. Right? I'm so great. O dilma. Who miu de zil baapi kolamikatsoa? Or this is what the whole world thinks of him. Like they put soa in his hand to show that they're mazalzal him. Teku, so no answer given to that question. That's the one we're gonna have to wait for Eliyahu Navi, as the Chavetz Chaim says, right? Sukkot is all about Gog u'Magog, all the haftoras. So we can talk about our Achris Hayamim. Chavetz Chaim, just to remind everybody about what he writes in his Hakdama, which we're gonna do the Hakdama again, Be'ez Hashem, as in our Hakdama to Zvachim, because that's what he writes it for, the Hakdama to Seder Kachim, 12 Prakim. Torah Or, I think it's called. In the last paragraph, where he talks about how we all have to be ready for Mashiach, the Chavetz Chaim says that it says Teku in the Gemara. All the questions that we're going to be asked by Eliyahu Navi. It doesn't say that we're going to be able to ask him like Mefurash Halachas and Rambam in Seder Kachim. It's only the questions that we're going to have. The Ibayas, Tishi Kushis Va'abayas. But the Mefurash Halachas, we have to know by ourselves. We're not going to be able to, like, the ABCs of Kachim and Taurus, you know, that he's not going to tell us. He's going to say Zil Gemar. Go learn that ourselves. So we have to be ready to only the questions we're going to need. Okay, Vayter Masnisin says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Shivrei Slamim Hare Elu Mutarin. So the first Mishnah was about if you find it into a whole idol. What if you find a piece of an idol, a broken part, a shever? So that is mutter. Says Rashi, why we're going to have it in the Gemara because it's a svek sveka. Maybe it was worshipped, maybe it wasn't, and even if it was worshipped, maybe the guy was mevatelit. So it's a svek sveka lakula. We're going to see that lomaskana, even one suffix in certain cases, is going to be lakula, but this is at least this stage. Matza tavris yado tavris rega. What if I find an entire hand or foot? Not a broken piece. It doesn't look like it's broken, just a hand. So, hare ilu asur, and that's asur. As we'll see in the Gemara, why? What's the case? Because people worship these hands and feet. Amar Shmuel, afilu shivrei ovda avodas kochavim. Shmuel says, not only a broken piece of a tselem, which you're not sure whether it was worshipped or not, but even a broken piece of a real avodah zara is mutter. Says the Gemara, one second, anantan shivit tselemim. We learned only a shever of a tselem, but not of a real avodah zara. So says the Gemara, no, hu adin dafilu shivri avodah kochavim. No, even a shever of a real avodah zara is aser. The hadik tani shivri tselemim. Aye, it says a shever of a tselem in the Risha. We shouldn't go by lemisti seifa. That's only because in the seifa, is going to talk about matzah tablets, ya tablets, regal, hare ilu asurin, reshach yosef ben nevad. If you just find a hand which you don't know is avodah zara, it's asur. That's why he's talking about it in the ratio. Also, a case which was not real avodah zara. Fine. Period. Tanan, matzah tablets, ya tablets, regal, hare ilu asurin, reshach yosef ben nevad. If you find the form of a hand or a rega or a foot, amai, why? Veha shvarbnin, who aren't these just broken pieces? Can you assume that it's a broken piece? Tirgam ashmuel, ba'omdin al basisan. Talking about a case where they have a base for them. They have a whole separate, you know there's a base, you know there was a separate avodah zara made, and therefore, om den abasisan. Ah. Cup of sitter, please. To come in for the following 30 seconds, dayenu. In a couple of minutes, we're all going to be saying hallel. Can I ask a question, please? Did anybody ever think of this? Jason, did you ever notice this? Says the, in lo lanu. Right, what do we say? Pela hembelo yidaberu. They have a mouth and they don't speak. A nayim b'lohem lo yiru. They have eyes and they don't see. As nayim b'lohem lo yishmo. They have ears and they don't hear. Af lohem b'lo yirichun. Right? They have a nose, they don't smell. What's the next pasuk? What should the pasuk say? Yadayim lohem v'lo yimishun. Raglayim lohem v'lo yalechu. So the previous pasuk said, Pelohem, a nayim lohem, as nayim lohem, af lohem, yidehem. Yidehem. Yad lohem. Would be parallel. We've only said this about 5,000 times in our life. Why does the pasuk switch? Why did David Melech do that? Pelohem, einayim lohem, aplohem, yidehem v'lo yimishun, raglehem v'lo yalechu. Their hands. But it doesn't say yad shelohem. Yidehem, their hands. It's kind of more generic, right? Separated from the idol. It's not as possessive. So one of the achronim say, because of this Gemara, because by all the others, you have to know it came from them. Has to be a shever of theirs, because they have to know it was a vodazara. Pat lahem, and I am lahem. What does our Gemara say? The yad and the regel, even if it's made just stam. What does yidehem mean? Might be of the vodazara, not a piece of a vodazara. Of the vodazara, you make a hand, you make a leg. Right here, this Gemara. But omdan al basisan. That's why it doesn't say yad shalahem. It's yidehem. Right there, right, separate, not dafka from an avodah zara. Yidehem and raglehem. Okay, I was very excited about that. It's quoted the biyuk. First of all, the diyuk is for sure a winner. There's definitely a diyuk there that you have to give pshat to it. But you got to know shas in order to be able to give pshat to it. Itmar Viter. Says the Gemara, avodas kochavim shinish tavra me'eleha. What if you find an idol that got broken? You know, there wasn't an Avram that went around and broke the idols, but you know, it got broken by itself somehow. There was a building collapse. So, can you assume that now this is no longer an Avodah Zarah? Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Mutaris. Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asura, Rabbi Yochanan says Asur to Hal Lobatzla. Because Lobatzla, it was the guy wasn't Mevatalit. The Mishnah, well, let's say the other side first. Rishi Ben Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, Muteres, come on. It's Muter, why? Mistama Bituli Mavtule. For sure they nullified it. Why? Memer Amar, the guy probably, the Ovid Avodah Zarah probably said to himself, "E Nafshalo Atzla, Lahu Gavar L'masale?" He couldn't save himself. So, what, he could save me? Right? Therefore, if it gets broken, it falls down, hopefully at that moment there's a ray of inspiration of MS that creeps into his brain, and he realizes that it's worthless. The Mishnah Malach has a suffix within the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says, for sure, he was Mevatalit. So Rabbi Yochanan is for sure he was not Mevatalit? Or maybe. We're not sure. What's the language? The Halo Batzla. Not 100% clear what that means, but it's the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yochanan, but we're not exactly sure whether it's Mishum Vadai or Mishum Safik, Safik Lachomer. That is unclear. Okay, but either way, that's the Machlokas. Ezer, Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. I once saw an article a long time ago, I just thought of it now, about trying to figure out Lishitasos of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish's. Can you fit in Reish Lakish's Shitas to his background? Right, we know Reish Lakish was a bandit. Gemara tells us in Zechas Bal Metzia that he was Rabbi Yochanan was makariv him. Rabbeinu Tam assumes he was first a Rebbe and then he went to be a bandit because the Gemara has other Rebbeim of Reish Lakish other than Rabbi Yochanan. So maybe from beforehand. But the Gemara tells us about Metzia in the water, the case of the water, he was swimming. Rabbi Yochanan was makariv him by offering his sister. But can it be connected to his past, some of the content of Ashitas? So here, he knows for sure that the guy was Mevatalit. Was that also partly because he knew? Because he was, he had more experience relating to those people? Unclear. Interesting. The Pasuk says the beginning of Shmuel. Remember the story, the Aaron goes to the Plishtim. After it gets taken away, they brought it to the battlefield, like weren't supposed to in the times of Eli and his sons, the punishment, and the Aaron goes into the house of Dagon, the Avodah Zarah, which from the word Dag, it was half fish, half person. The Radak says in Shmuel, also heard from Rabbi Schwartz. Rabbi Schwartz says Dag is probably connected to Dagon, grain. Probably a connection there too, even though it's Dagon, even though the Mefarshim talk about Dag. Anyway, so what happened? We met the Aaron stay there, and the next morning they wake up, and the idol's lying flat on his face. They pick it up. The next day they go in, and the idol has his arms chopped off, and his head chopped off. Verosh Dagon, Vishtei Kapos Yadav, Krusos V'chulu. And what do you see? V'ksim, and what they do? Right? What did Rabbi Reish Lakish say? Oh, they'll obviously give it up, because they'll see it. He couldn't protect himself. But what did they do? No, they start worshipping the threshold that the hands and the head were put on. They wouldn't trample on the threshold. Oh, the god of the threshold must have cut off the head and the arms of Dagon. So you see, Reish Lakish, you see that they didn't get the message. Amar lo, Misham Raya. No, what? That's a Raya. Hatsam over there. Sheminichen es haDagon va'ovden es haMiftan. No, there because they started. They didn't think it was broken. They thought, if something is broken for sure, you know they thought, oh, wow, it was broken. But here they thought it was cut off by this other god. The Amri, Haki Shafke Israel Dagon, right? The god must have left the area of Dagon. Vasa Esav Le'el Miftan, and he went to be on the Miftan. That's what they think, but it's not a case of Shvurin. If you look at the Mishpato Zahav, which is a beautiful sefer they have on the Nevi'im Rishonim, so he quotes there, why Dafka did they cut off the head and the arms, and they put it on the threshold, because the Alshach HaKadosh, he quotes here, says that to show, he chopped off the head to say that he has no brain, or das, he chopped off the hands to show he can't do anything, because hands symbolize power to do something, and they put it on the threshold, which is a pesach, Pesach, when he can't say anything, he can't give any commands, he can't actually do anything, and he has no brains. Right? That's why they chopped off the head and chopped off the arms, and they put it on the door, or put it on the doorway. Okay, Vayter. That's in the Mishpatot Zahav there. Says the Gemara, Esve, Hamoti, Shevet Shlamim, Hare Elu Mutarin. The Brisa says, if you find the Shever of Itzelem, it's Mutar. Hashevi Avot Kachav Masur, Mashma, if you find the Shever of a real Avot Zahar, it's going to be Asur. Kasha on Rabbi Rish Lakish, Lo Tem, Hashevi Avot Kachav Masurim, Ela Ema. No, don't make that Diyak, but say, if you find the broken piece of Itzelem is Asur, Hayim Hat Slamim Atzman Asurim, but if you find an actual Itzelem is Asur, the Stamer can be Meir. And the Stam Brisa is like Rabbi Meir from our Mishnah, who says, even if the idol is not holding anything, even if it's not holding anything, it's still going to be Asur. Fine. For Rabbi Yochanan, what about according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that even if you found the broken piece is Asur, Midrash Rabbi Meir Nishma Lehu Rabbanan. Let's assume this parallelism between the two Tanoim. Lav Amar Rabbi Meir, didn't Rabbi Meir say Tzlamim Asurim Shivet Tzlamim Mutarin? The Tzlamim is Asur, but a broken piece would be Mutar. Tzlamim Rabbanan. Also, according to Rabbanan, you should say Avodas Kachalim Nami. He Asur Bishvarem Mutarin. According to Rabbanan, you should say the broken pieces are Mutar. Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan now. Somewhere says, no, wait a second. Haki Hashta. Wait a minute, Tassam, over there, Amar Avdom, the Amar Lo Avdom, over there, by Atzelem, maybe they worshipped it and maybe they didn't. The Imtim Salomar Avdom, Amar Bitzlam. And even if they did worship it, maybe they nullified it. Avodas Kochavim, Vaday Avdua. But Avodazari was definitely Nevad. Mi Yemar Debatzla. It's only one Suffolk. Have a Suffolk Uvaday, Vain Suffolk Motimide Vaday. It's a Vaday worshipped Suffolk Mavutal. So therefore, it is Aser. So it's only one Sfeik is Aser. To two Sfeikas, like we said before, is, at this stage of the Gemara, is Mutter. So now the Gemara gets into the general Sugya. Vein Sfeik Motzi Midei Vaday, is that really true? A Sfeik is ever Motzi Midei Vaday, Vatanya, we learned in Pesachim. Chaver Shemeis V'Niach Megura Malei Peiros. You have a Chaver, or somebody who always takes care of the Shumas of Maestros, who died. And he left a whole bowl of fruit. And you're not sure if he had a chance to do it. Afilu Hein B'nei Yomon, even if he cut them today, you could assume that they are Mesukan. You could assume Trumas and Maestros were taken off. Because Chazaka, that a Chaver, always takes off Trumas and Maestros. But says the Gemara 1 minute, over here it's Vaday Tevel. It was for sure Tevel. Suffik Asrinu, Suffik Lo Asrinu. Maybe he was Maaser. The cost he's selling was Vaday. So it's Vaday Tevel. Tevel is Misa B'dei Shamayim. Tevel is Asur. And Suffik, whether he took off the Trumas of Maestros, so it's, you see from there that it's something most of the day Vaday. So how can you assume Suffolk is something most of the day Vaday? So Mara says, two ways to get it out of it. Two opposite ways. Number one, Hasam Vaday or Vadayu, maybe it's not true. It's not a Suffolk most of the day Vaday, it's a Vaday. The Vaday is Rinhu, Kedir Bichanina Choza. No, he was Vaday, even though he died, right, he for sure did it. He for sure took precautions for dropping dead any moment. He definitely took care of it immediately, right? Even before maybe it came to the state of where it could be tevel for a second. That's the strength of this chazaka. He's not motzi davar she'ena musukan mitachas yado. Number one. Number two. So it's a vaday or a vaday. The ba yisema, the opposite. Safek v'safeku. Maybe it's both safek. Efshad da'avid karboshi kidir boshia. Why, what's the suffik? The suffik whether it became tevel or not? Ah, like karboshia. Tiamar, ma'arim adam al tfuaso, umachnisa b'mochala. A person could be ma'arim, could trick, right, do a trick with their tfua, umachnisa b'mochala, and bring it in while it's still in the shaft. Meaning, I don't process the grain in the field, I don't do gemar malacha, I don't make it into a nice neat pile, what's called meruach. Smoothing it out. I don't do that in the field, and for Gemar Malacha, for Chi of Maestros, I need Meruach, and then Riyas Pnei Abayas, as it says in Zeraim, I need to make a nice neat pile and bring it into my front door. I might not do that. I might bring it in its husk. Or I could have also said I could have brought it through the window. I could have gone out of Meruach, I could have gone out of Riyas Pnei Abayas. Kadesh Tei Behemto Ocheles, so that my animal could eat. Why does it say animal? Because that's an Achilas Arai. Because even if I do this, I'm not allowed to eat achilas keva, midrabanan at least. On a rabbinic level, I cannot have a whole big meal. But I give it to my animal. That's called a snacking, not called a permanent eating. Upatur mina meiser. And it would still be pater from meiser. Therefore, maybe he did that. So it could either be vade or vade, or it could be suffik v'suffik. And this is a huge topic. We don't have time to talk about it right now in terms of the chiyuv of tevel. Why is there a chiyuv in Meisters right away? So we discussed this in the past from the Rishonim. Is that because there's a shem Tevel right away, and Tevel is Usser? Or Tevel itself is an Usser, there's just an Isra Achilas Keva, or an Achilas Arai. But again, that's a sugi that we discussed in the past, but not right now. Just one Ha'ara, and that is, the language used here is Ma'arim. Is Ma'arim always bad? Ha'arama. There are bad Ha'aramas, and there are okay Ha'aramas. The Rosh in Maseches Beitzah in the second parak talks about different types of ha'aramas. Lav kol ha'aramo shavos. That's his lashon, right? What's called a ha'arama? Some ha'arama is what is selling your chametz before Pesach. Ha'arama is prizbol ha'arama, right? These are halachic loopholes or halachic built-in. Again, each one of these needs its own discussion. But again, the language here used is ma'arim. Is it bad to bring the tefuah in and get out of the chiyuv? The Gemara says in Brachas, Chasidim HaRishonim used to bring it straight in. Not only they came an hour before davening. Chasidim HaRishonim used to bring their food straight in to make sure they're in the chiyuv of Trumas or Maisers. Anyway, that's the issues of Ha'arama. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And B'ez Hashem, we will continue with other. Tomorrow you got the Tzuras Chama and Levana Mishnah. Right? The sun and the moon, you'll tell us what we're allowed to draw. What kind of pictures of the sun and the moon, Rosh Hashanah, and Hashem, we will continue. Okay.